I would like to welcome our guest speaker for this evening, Dora P.
I would like to ask a question.
Sure.
May I share my picture?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Ooh, that's pretty.
Okay. May I begin?
Begin, please.
Okay. Hello, everyone. My name is Dora. I am a compulsive eater. And I am here in OA for 10 years since May 2010. As you can see, my first language is not English. Then if I speak something that you don't understand, just let me know that I will be happy about repeat the word or speak another word that can help you to understand. I can remember, I would like to share a picture. Please, you need to allow me to share my screen. It was 2010, and I went to my gynecologist, and I always was afraid about dying of cancer, always. Always I was going to the doctor saying, I am a doctor in my professional life. And I was asking, I am afraid about dying of cancer. And one day when I went to my gynecologist, and now let me see if I can share my screen. Yes, now I can. And this was a picture from me in 2010, February. My small daughter took this picture. This was 1 year before, and this February 2010. I went to my gynecologist and had asked her, and I had told her, I am afraid that I can have cancer. And as a big friend, he told me, Dora, I would be afraid that you could die because you eat a lot. I would be afraid about your weight. As you are at this moment, yes, you can have more cancer, but you will die because you don't stop eating. And that night, I went to my house. I came to my house, and my daughter, who was three years old at that moment, was sleeping. And I got her, and I began to cry, thinking that I could die, cry thinking that maybe I couldn't see her grow because I couldn't stop eating. And I couldn't stop eating, I knew at that moment, because I had some emotional problems. Because really I wanted to stop eating, but I couldn't. Many times I went to the doctor, to the nutritionist, to the clinic, saying, this time I will stop eating. I am sure about it. I want to stop eating as I eat, but I couldn't. And at that moment, crying, I had asked God, and I didn't know how I understood God, because I had a big problem with God. Asking him, please help me to stop eating compulsively. Please help me to find some place that helped me. And I wrote at internet asking, I can't stop eating. Could someone, it was a diet group, could someone help me to stop eating as I am eating? I don't want to die. And someone wrote me about Overeaters Anonymous. And I was desperated. I will tell you my weight at that moment, because in Brazil is kilo, and the United States are pounds. I had 150 kilos or 253 pounds. And I wanted a lot to stop eating. I didn't want to lose weight. What I was asking for, I needed to stop eating because I wanted to be alive, to see my daughter grow. And someone wrote me, there are OA meetings. Look for Overeaters Anonymous. I live in a small city in São Paulo, near São Paulo, here in Brazil. And the meeting was 150 kilometers far from my house. But I was desperate enough to keep looking for. And someone told me about virtual meetings. It's why I love virtual meetings, because virtual meetings had saved my life. I didn't have internet at home. I don't know how I could survive. I always share this, how I could survive without internet. And I bought internet, and in June 2010, I went to my first virtual meetings. And it was amazing. It's impossible, don't cry, when I remember that Friday night. At the same time, at 7 p.m., I could attend a meeting, a voice meeting here in Brazil. And it was about step one. And someone had shared that she was abstinent, that she had stopped eating sugar, and that she had lost weight, and that the miracle was possible. And after that night, without understand why, never more I ate sugar. Never more I ate compulsively. And that night began a new life, a new, I don't know how to say, but it began a new way of life, but actually a new life. As a professional, I worked at a hospital, and most of the time my life wasn't manageable because surgeries all the time, discussed difficult patients, and I never had time to eat. And I could understand that if I wanted to recover, I needed to do everything that that program was suggesting. And I had invited someone to be my sponsor. And it was interesting that I arrived with this 253 pounds. But this was only one side of my disease. The rejection feeling was so strong. I thought that people could reject me because they didn't like my nickname at the meeting. And who I had invited to be my sponsor, the first person who called me and told me, you had broke a tradition at the meeting, you can't do it. Then when someone came to say something, maybe not so good, I had asked her, please be my sponsor. And she was my first sponsor. I have a big love for this first sponsor. And I always tell it when I share, because this first sponsor was a member in relapse. And sometimes people say, oh, I need to be abstinent, to be a sponsor, or my first sponsor was in relapse. And this is all the love that we have at this program. A person in relapse that never had stopped eating compulsively had helped me to be abstinent, and she could teach me how to work my program. At that moment, I began to work my program as I do every day since June 2010. I began to send my plan of eating every day to my sponsor. At that moment, my first plan of eating was I ate each 2 hours. It was a plan from a professional. I began to eat each 2 hours because it was what was possible. And after 1 year, don't eating sugar, don't eating compulsively, but with a plan of eating that is not a perfect, was not a perfect plan of eating, I had lost 28 kilos or 61 pounds. And of course, I was there. I was at the meetings every day. Every day at night, I was there. I began to work the steps. I began to work with my sponsor. I had sponsors. And after 2 months, I understand that I have more 8 minutes, correct? 7 minutes, correct?
You have about 10 minutes left.
Okay. Then after 2 months, I began to give service at my virtual meetings. And always the things were in God's plan. Why? Because in August, I went to a meeting and someone had asked me, could you help me? Because if you don't help me today, we won't have meeting. We know about virtual, that sometimes the person who will give service has problems. And then I began to give service. And why I didn't begin to give service before these 2 months? Because my rejection feeling, my old belief that I couldn't be accepted to give service didn't allow me to give service. And when someone had invited me, could you help us? I went to give service at these virtual meetings that saved my life until now. And every day I went to my meetings, and once or twice a week, I began to give service. Not at the center mic, not at the mic, but doing the report or being the timekeeper, doing pasting the things at the chat. I did what was needed. And it was wonderful. Why? Because also I was abstinent, and I keep this abstinence until now. Many times my low self-esteem, my self-pity had told me, go, leave away. It's not for you. You had learned how don't eat compulsively. But as I had the commitment to give service, I kept coming back. because I was given service. It's why I love giving service, because I am sure that if I didn't give service since the beginning, maybe I wasn't here. Someone wrote to me today, I always become afraid when I will share in English, of course. And someone told me, God had called you and you had accepted this call. Yes, this was the service. And another thing that I love remember is that I knew that I needed to lose more than 100 pounds. And I can remember that I had subscribed to Lifeline, and it was a magazine that first month lots of share about 100 pounders. And I can remember that sometimes I wanted to eat, because at the beginning it wasn't easy. And I had opened people sharing, oh, I lost 100 pounds, I lost 200 pounds. And this helped me to trust, yes, here the miracle is possible. Just keep coming back, as people tell you. Just keep giving service. And as a newcomer, I continue. I had worked a lot as I work today. I need today to wake up every day at 4:30 or 5 a.m. because I begin to work at 7 a.m. And of course, I need to work my program, and I love working my program every day. No matter if I am at the airplane, going to some Board of Trustees meeting when we didn't have COVID. If I am on holidays, now in February, I had holidays with my daughter. We were in Germany to a dance festival, and I had called my sponsor from there because I know that I need to work my program. It is a pleasure working my program since I was a newcomer, because work my program is a self-care, and I never had done it for me. Self-care, the first thing that I need to do every day is work my program, is pray and meditate, is pray for that those people whose I have resentment, and I will tell you that I brought lots of anger and resentment. And I need to pray most of the day for some people that bring my defects in front of me, because if I don't do it, I will eat again. Well, then 10 years ago yet, at my third year as an OA member, after lose 18 kilos, 40 pounds, I went to my first national service board assembly. Do you understand? This is like a region assembly in countries like Brazil. And I went there to know, and it was a wonderful moment because I am from virtual meetings. And I didn't know anyone, and at that moment, no videos, only voice. And someone told me, I will meet you at the airport. And when I met them, it was two wonderful women. Their names, Chris and Marcia. I won't never forget it, that I saw them. They were beautiful, thin, and had a long time recovery. One of them 100 pounder. And it was amazing because I began to understand that what I was listening at my virtual meetings was really true. This could help. This could help. And after I had returned to my city, I have asthma today. I began a face-to-face meeting in my city. This had happened 10 years ago. This meeting exists yet, not now, about the virus. I don't go to this meeting because the time is not good for me. I go only for virtual meetings all the time. My recovery, 10 years recovery, 10 years abstinence, happens at my virtual meetings. Sometimes I come to this meeting when I understand that it's time to go. I go to this meeting too. And I know that I did the primary purpose of OA, to carry the message, because I brought the meeting to my city and lots of people are recovering there. And I keep recovering myself where is better for me. After 1 year in OA, I was active member from my virtual meetings. And I was invited to give a service here in Brazil. The name is Downloader Designated. For people who speak English, this is not important. But for a country who don't speak English, this is so important. This service brings things from the OA website to the people who don't speak the language and keep in touch with the OA website. And I will tell you how I did it.
That's time, dear.
Oh my God, I understood that I had more time. Can I have 1 minute to finish?
Oh yes, that's fine. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, then the summary is that I had learned English to give serves, and as I give serves at the world level, I keep my abstinence and I keep doing my program as I did my first days, because I am the same person who was crying 10 years ago. I am a compulsive eater in recovery, but a compulsive eater. And 100 pounders is possible if I remember my first step every day. Sorry about my delay. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Dora. We will have question and answer time now, and then if we have time, we'll do some shares. If you want to ask Dora a question, if you can raise your hand in the sense. If you don't want to be recorded, you can send your question by chat. Can you, everybody, hear me okay?
You're cutting out a little bit, Amy.
Thank you. Okay, Mohammed.
All right. Thank you, Amy. Thanks. I'm grateful for this speaking meeting, and I'd like to thank everyone. I have a question about working the program. I'm a newcomer. This is my second meeting. I have no idea about the program properly, but sometimes my mind tells me that you have a problem with food. Sometimes not, sometimes. I want to know what's the first tool or what's the first step that I should take work the program to protect myself from the compulsive eating. Thank you.
We will have a newcomers portion at the end of this. If you did, were you asking the question to Dora or just in general?
I'd like to know just the tips, the tools that I should do it as a newcomer from Dora, if possible. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Mohammed, welcome. And I will tell you what I could read today at Doctor's Opinion from Big Book. Sometimes we don't understand what's true on or what is our disease lie. And how I work my program. I work my program the same I worked 10 years ago. Every day, sometimes we see, nothing is happening, but every day, read OA literature, write meetings, phone, sponsorship. It's so important to have a sponsor because the sponsor was where you are now. And the sponsor you will give the hands to help you. Not as a psychologist, but as another person who has the same disease that you have. First, I would suggest a sponsor. And there is a new pamphlet in a way that you can buy as a digital file too, that where do I start? And at the OA website, you can find the 12 first days in OA. Then this can help you to begin your program. But use the tools and remember, we have an emotional disease. I began to work the steps with a sponsor since the beginning. This is my answer. But I understand that at the end of the meeting, we will have more.
Thank you, Dora.
Thank you, Dora. Okay, another question. How did you handle when you would have the compulsive feelings to eat? How did you handle the compulsivity?
Okay, this sometimes happens. Sometimes I have months without any compulsion, and sometimes this happens. And I will tell you, I go and I give service. Most of the time I go to give service because when I give service, I forget myself. I forget my resentments, I forget anger, I forget food, and I begin to help others. Then I choose to give any service and I begin to give some service, sometimes translating something, sometimes I go to a meeting to listen and share that I am a business, that I had lose weight, because share is a service too. Then I do something for others. Then I forget the food. And another thing that I love is reading Big Book.
Thank you. Let's see, I have another question. Do you have any suggestions for those that are struggling with the higher power concept?
Thanks for this question, because many times I had struggle with higher power because I didn't accept that I am not a religious person. And I wanted to be a religious person. I can remember at the beginning when I went to third step meetings was so difficult for me because for me, God was a punitive one. 6 years before away, I had lost a small baby who died. And this was terrible. And it was difficult for me accept that I needed to give my life to a God that I didn't believe. And in a way, I had learned that there is other higher power than a God. Then my first higher power was away meetings. Away meetings was where I had found the hope that I needed to stop eating, the spiritual principles of this fellowship. Then my first HP and many times are the away meetings. My HP is this away program, this 12-step program. I know that this program is spiritual, is something more than I could imagine. Then this program is my higher power. And it's more difficult because maybe I wanted to be other person. Maybe I wanted to have a God, a religious God. But I don't have, but I have the spiritual principle of the program. I see a higher power when I want to eat, and I see that if I help other, I won't eat. I could listen to someone at the OA convention, and he told, my higher power are the OA principle, the third, sixth principle. Then it's this, I don't struggle with my higher power because my higher power is here at this program. Thanks for this question, because I can understand that I accept it.
Thank you so much, Dora. We are going to stop recording and open it now to general shares. If you'd